EMP threat. The cause of an EMP threat will not matter when the grid goes down. Only survival will matter when an electromagnetic pulse turns off the lights. Even knowledgeable young people ignore the EMP threat to America's future. Moreover, mainstream publications like the Washington Post deliberately downplay the danger from an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, attack. For example, the Post refuses to publish op-eds by EMP experts like Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. However, the Post ran a story by four PhD students that mocks President Donald J. Trump's Republican New York executive order on coordinating national resilience to electromagnetic pulses. To explain, Pry is a former member of the Congressional Commission on EMP and a former congressional staffer. Specifically, Pry alleges the Post refused to publish over 100 op-ed pieces he wrote about EMP. Additionally, Pry is the executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security. President Trump acknowledges EMP threat. An electromagnetic pulse, EMP, is a high-intensity burst of energy that can destroy and disrupt electronics and electric grids. Essentially, an EMP burns out systems by overloading them with a blast of electricity. An electromagnetic pulse, EMP, has the potential to disrupt, degrade, and damage technology and critical infrastructure systems, Trump's executive order states. Human-made or naturally occurring EMPs can affect large geographic areas, disrupting elements critical to the nation's security and economic prosperity, and could adversely affect global commerce and stability. Importantly, you can create an EMP by detonating a nuclear warhead at a high altitude. In fact, the U.S. military blew electrical systems in Hawaii out with Operation Starfish Prime, Discover reports. To explain, Starfish Prime was a nuclear test conducted in the Pacific on July 9, 1962. The EMP threat from the sun. Strangely, the EMP threat from the sun, which Prime mocks, could be greater than the risk of an EMP attack. To explain, a solar superstorm or geomagnetic disturbance, GMD, could blanket the Earth with an EMP. Moreover, a GMD in 1859 set telegraphic circuits on fire. Specifically, NASA estimates the danger of a GMD once a decade at 10%. Moreover, the Post's PhD students still think that a natural GMD is a great threat to America's survival. To clarify, the students note bad guys will need a nuclear weapon and an intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, for an EMP attack. So, they think such an attack is unlikely. The EMP danger is greater than you think. However, the four PhD students believe that an EMP could destroy civilization as we know it. Though an EMP is not directly harmful to people, it could lead to deaths by shutting down medical, transportation, communication, banking, finance, food and water systems, the students write. In the worst possible scenario, a large-scale EMP could have effects like Hurricane Katrina but on a national scale. These statements demonstrate that even EMP skeptics are afraid of an electromagnetic pulse. As a result, President Trump's EMP executive order is a prudent step in the right direction. The other EMP danger you need to fear. Additionally, there is another smaller EMP threat you need to know about. In detail, terrorists could build or steal a high-power microwave, HPM, device that can fry electronics with an EMP. Notably, an HPM could shut off power in a city or disrupt the internet, telecommunications, or even the banking system. For example, terrorists could disrupt the economy by setting off an HPM on Wall Street. Moreover, HPMs could destroy data centers, cloud storage, servers, and other infrastructure which the internet runs on. No matter how you look at it, the EMP menace is real. Consequently, all Americans need to prepare for an electromagnetic pulse with backup power, stockpiles of supplies, and other prudent steps. In the final analysis, the cause of an EMP will not matter when the grid goes down. Only survival will matter when an electromagnetic pulse turns off the lights. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article, How to Survive for Years in a Post-EMP World. What are your thoughts on the EMP threats that America may face? Let us know in the comments below. / New Advanced CFP at 85,666.